So the state, according to a story in the Detroit News, paid at least 7 social media influencers who posted from a conference in Austin about the wonders of Michigan. It's an interesting story in the Detroit News. We talked a little bit about it last week.
Yeah.
But the idea here was that you pay these influencers. They promote Michigan on a number of platforms, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. But the Michigan Economic Development Corporation won't say how much each of these influencers were paid. Mm-hmm. And influencers are just that. They're paid to promote a product.
Product, yeah.
And in this mm-hmm. case, they were paid to promote Michigan. Representative Matt Maddock, who is vice chair of the House Appropriations Committee, after this statement in the Detroit News, was not happy about this. He said Whitmer had to bribe influencers to say nice things about Michigan. I wonder how much she paid these people to say she's competent. And Representative Matt Maddock joins us this morning. It's good to have you back. Were you taken aback? Did you know that there was government money going out to these influencers?
No, I personally had no idea until it was discovered. You know, the one thing that the Democrats are really good at is spreading, you know, taxpayer money to all their friends. And this is probably just a scheme where she, or someone who had been in administration or someone at MEDC decided to do a payback and pay some of these people, you know, online social influencers, et cetera. But they're probably doing a lot more than that, is what I suspect. They're probably doing other things to promote other bad policy within our government.
You know, the MEDC argues that younger audiences aren't consuming traditional advertising anymore and that influencers are simply another marketing tool. Do you reject that premise, or is your concern more about how the program was managed?
No, I think it's a smart move if you want to get to younger people, especially. I think people are gravitating away from the mainstream media, rightfully so. You know, I'm a big person on X, and I think X is great for us right now. But the bottom line here is people need to realize how immoral the whole MEDC concept is, the whole concept of corporate welfare. And there's about a dozen different agencies within Lansing that are doing this scam, using taxpayer dollars to give to billionaires and people that do not deserve it in exchange for political donations. That's what the reality is in this situation. It's one of the most immoral things that happens in Lansing is this corporate welfare schemes that are happening every day. And it's happening at the local level, too. You know, Oakland County government run by the Democrats, they're spending like, you know, $500 million a year doing corporate welfare deals like this.
Would you have a problem if it were a line item in the state budget, if you were able to earmark a certain amount of dollars for paid influencers to talk about Michigan, to try to increase tourism, to try to increase eyeballs on the state? Is that something that you could stomach more, the fact that it wasn't a part of a budget?
Absolutely not. It's one of the stupidest things I've ever heard of. Why should we be paying anyone? You know, the whole Pure Michigan, that's a scam too. I mean, we spent like $16 million at the peak, and we were spending, you know, and studies have proven that money does not get people to come to Michigan. It's just a way to pay media advertisers. It's another scam. I have a problem with spending $1 of any corporate welfare or anything to promote corporate welfare in Michigan. I want to shut the entire thing down, and I'm excited to do that when we win the majority back.
If the state is going to spend marketing dollars, where would you rather see that money invested?
Why should the state be spending marketing dollars? We have the best state in Michigan. Why do we have to spend money? Everyone knows what Michigan is. Everyone knows where Wisconsin is. Everyone knows where California is. You know, in my opinion, you don't have to spend money to promote our state. I think that's a waste. That's not the government's job. Where does it say in the Constitution that we should be spending money to promote our state?
Interesting. Representative Matt Maddock, we appreciate your time this morning. It certainly raised some eyeballs.
Yeah.
Any money being spent that you don't know is being spent, I think should be questioned in this case to influencers. We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, you got it.
I mean, a lot of people feel like if it's a taxpayer-funded, you know, contract, it should be open to the public.
Yeah, or it should be on the books.
Yeah.
Right? And so I disagree with him completely on Pure Michigan.
No.
I mean, just from the standpoint of what is the ROI, right? If I give you $100 and I say you put this into a bank account and tomorrow you'll double it,
mm-hmm.
what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You're going to double it. You're going to put it in that account and double it. Well, in 2019, trying to go pre-COVID at least, the Pure Michigan tourism budget was about $35 million. the return on investment of $16 million that was explicitly spent on out-of-state funding was about $2.3 billion. So
wow.
That's more than double. That's more than me giving you $100 and doubling it tomorrow. So there is incredible value in that.
Well, and I think, too, when he says, well, you know, people know where this state is. People know where this state is. You don't need to advertise. Well, you know, places like California, because people know what's in California, Hollywood, you know, Disney, all of these things. In Florida, you got Disney and you have different things. But in Michigan, a lot of people may not know all the great things we have here in Michigan. And I think we need to let people know. It's not like a New York where we know they have the Empire State Building and they have Broadway and all that. I mean, people, for the most part, I think, know these things. But there are a lot of jewels here in Michigan that people don't know about that we should promote.
Yeah, but you don't think people in San Diego know about Holland?
No, I wouldn't think they would.
Or know about South Haven. Yeah, I wouldn't think
that's
so. That's besides the point. The point is, I'm with him that it is eyebrow raising when all of a sudden $500,000 is going out to, you know, a number of influencers that are talking about the state. But again, to me, it's a little different than money that goes into Pure Michigan, because Pure Michigan is actually bringing in dollars. There's no funding mechanism to know
what they,
how
the
far
results.
This $500,000 yes. dollars actually goes, mm-hmm. or how far it stretches.
Yeah.
But also to his point, people aren't. It's not like people are sitting down on their couch watching television, having a glass of wine anymore. Now they're just turning on Netflix, streaming the show that they want. All of a sudden, you're not getting any ads.
Yep.
So how else do you promote the state? It's creative. It's new. It's different.
I mean,
that I'm okay with.
If
you put $500,000 into the budget for these influencers, I have less of a problem with it.
Because at least you know.
Because at least then you know you vote on it. People that we
exactly.
voted to send to Lansing have a say in it.
Yeah.
I have less of a problem with that.
Okay.
And again, it's not, look, it's $500,000. We're not going to sneeze at that.
No.
But it's not like we're spending hundreds of millions of dollars or tens of millions of dollars on this. If there is some sort of traction and people go, yeah, well, maybe I should eat a buddy's pizza. That does sound, maybe I should go to Detroit.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good thing.
Yeah. And I think what we may get from that will probably be more than $500,000.
I guess I don't know.
But
I have no idea.
But you don't know. There's no metric.
Correct.
Correct.
Yeah. Coming up on the other side, we'll take a break. Get you caught up on the headlines. 8 o'clock hour. Christian Romo is going to join us. How'd the Tigers do at the All-Star game? Spoiler alert. Not great. We'll talk about it.